Between 1723 and 1742, I gave birth 13 times, praise God. Nothing unusual about that. Just a question of pushing the reset button on how's your father. 1723, Christiana Sophia Henrietta was born. Praise God, push the button. In 1724, Gottfried Heinrich was born. Praise God. 1725, Christian Gottlieb was born. Praise G, I'll push the B. 1726, Elizabeth Eliana Frederica was born. 1726, Christiana Sophia Henrietta was buried. Praise G, B. 1727, birth of Ernestus Andreas. 1727, death of Ernestus. Praise God, reset. 1728, funeral of Christian Gottlieb. 1728, Regina Johanna was born. 1729, short pause. 1730, birth of Christiana Benedicta. 1730, funeral of Christiana Benedicta. 1731, Christiana Bonte was born. 1732, birth of Johann Christoph Friedrich. 1732, death of Christiana D'Artea. 1733, out goes Regina Johanna. 1733 again, in comes Johann August Abraham. And later in 1733, out he goes again. Yep, curtains for Johann August Abraham. 1735, birth of Johann Christian. 1737, birth of Johanna Carolina. 1739, as you can hear, things slowing down a bit, death of my adopted son, Johann Bernhard, born 1715 in Weimar. 1742, birth of Regia Susanna. And not forgetting the ever-present offspring of Maria Barbara, that's the first Mrs. JSB. There's Wilhelm Friedemann, we call him Silly Willy because he's gone quite mad, and Carl Philip Emanuel, who's another impossible number cruncher. We call him CPE for short.
I blame the father.
Hi, I'm Anna Magdalena.
Born 1701.
I'm a singer. You just heard me. Nice stuff, eh? But in 1721, I got married to the Kapellmeister, Johann Sebastian Bach. So, that was that. Like the end of my singing career. Full stop. But I also play keyboards. In our house, there are heaps and heaps of different types. Some are quite the latest thing. My husband's a bit of a collector, you know. Normally, I just play for myself, but I'm willing to play for you on this occasion.
If you like.
This is one of our cembalos, a period instrument. So do I ever see the old man, I hear you ask? After all, he's so busy training the choir and the orchestra, and yes, a new cantata must be written every week. Of course, he cheats now and then and uses stuff from a few years back. Well, no one ever notices, though. The city fathers are all tone deaf,
she thought.
Plus, he's such a cantankerous beast sometimes. Oh, I remember well the duel with the first trombone player a few years ago. They used to put time into the education of Silly Willy, CPE and Joe Jr., but those days are now long gone. It's not every night. Sometimes he just pounds away at the keyboards till early in the morning. He says it's a genetic problem, all that pounding. Can't stop it, he says.
It's God's will.
Nonsense, husband, says I. It's the random generator. Dr. Vertus Seltzum the Elder. He is always busy in our house, pops in and pops out all the time. You see, he's the undertaker. Always busy like hell. But whether they are in or outside his wooden box, at least none of our lot look defective. Not like those royal parasites with their weird noses and funny lips,
she said.
Of course, we have servants. They come with the position of Kapellmeister. But quite frankly, they're a bit slack. That's why I do a lot of the work around the house myself. I use the latest technology. Das nähende Klavier.
The sewing machine keyboard.
Imagine the amount of sewing that has to be done. Think on all those socks, she thought. Think on all those shirts, those vests, those blouses, those garters, those long unterhosen, those girdles, those winter shirts, those summer dresses, those corsets, she thought. Die Schneebrust, das Miede, das Schoßmiede, der Justekor, ihr Manteau, das Frauenleibchen, der Schnürleib, das Leibstück, das Fischbeinleibchen, der Brustgürtel, der Brustverbessere, das Brustleibchen, die Brustbinde, die Büsenbinde, die Büstenhebe, der Brusthalte, le panier, le demi-panier, le panier en coupole, la basquine, le trommelreif, la garde d'enfant, le tontir, la criade, the petticoat, das Bildpolster, der Kinderkorb, die Stressrolle, der Weibespeck, der Springrock, das Händchen, la camisole, la chemise, das Wams, das Unterwams, das Brustwams, das Brustwams, la Jupe, das Appetitröckel, la Modeste,
der oberste Unterrock,
la Fréquent, der mittlere Unterrock, la Secrète, der unterste Unterrock. Zu dieser Zeit gaben es noch keine Unterhosen für Frauen. It might surprise you to know that up to this time, us women still didn't wear underpants.
Speed and efficiency.
gave me a little book of tunes once. Called it Anna Magdalena's Little Songbook. Keep a little breeder happy, he thought. Bloody cheek, really. Then there's the Clavier Ubum. I told him, it's just too damn long. Editing, husband, I say. It needs editing. Won't listen. All those numbers, it's the process, he says. It's the beast, she says. Watch out for the beast. Jeans. Where would we be without them? But as my mother always told me, if you want fresh jeans in the morning, get them yourself. No good expecting other people to take care of the future. Come on, old girl, in the bucket. But then again, I guess you can have too much of a good thing, she considered. Too many serious genes can get you in all kinds of trouble. It's making JSB go blind. And after the blindness... Oh, we will be calling for Dr. Seltzer again, I expect. How'd you like the music so far? I know. You're a fan of my husband's. Thought you knew the whole opus, eh? But hadn't come across this. Well, of course you didn't, dummy. That's because I wrote it. Yeah, it's true. I give the old man quite a few tips from time to time. Time, you ask? Where do I find the Time. I know what you're thinking. She can't be out of her 30s yet, but she looks way past it. Well, let me tell you, so would you if you've been cranking out little geniuses every other year. Not so much little barks, more like a bloody great river. Anyway, I'm still here to tell it. I'm like poor old Maria Barbara at the first Mrs. JSB. Pound, pound, crank, crank. But in 1,000 years from now, almost everyone will be related to old Johann Sebastian and me. How about that? She wondered. Think of it. Each and every one of them containing a few genes of your actual JSB type genius. Even those completely tone deaf. How did you find that keyboard? It's a little number they sent us from Italy.
A lateral bowed clavier.
Based on the designs of Leonardo, so they say. Oh, stands to reason, eh? If we can come up with a Leonardo after a few million years, then we should be able to come up with a suitable problem for him to solve, eh? You know, Christiana Dorothea has to kneel and kiss the wounds of the crucified JC, our Lord and Saviour, prays God in the highest heaven, amen, etc. I mean, that's a bit heavy, isn't it, for a little kid with sensitive fingers? Our piano tuner is the guy who gives the blood bits that in the church are repainted every few years. I mean, I've tried telling Christiana Dorothea like it's not really, like, real. But she takes it all so seriously, poor kid. She had her first period last week. Say that the Tree of Life is a miracle. Nah, I don't reckon on that. It's a numbers grind, just like music. Like when you write a new theme out, you've only got four choices really, haven't you? Stay on the same note, go up, go down, or go back to the one you had before you started and try again. But hey, old JSB's been doing it for years, and it's amazing, there's always new combinations. It'll never run out. Just a numbers game. Bloody marvellous, eh? The Undertaker, you remember Dr. Seltzer? Well, he's a numbers man too. But he's taking the day off today. Nobody died. Just too many Joes in this family. Johann this, Johanna that. It's the old man, of course, who is responsible for the names. Though I never get a word in on the subject. I must say, I think,
she thought,
he could show more imagination on this. I tell him he's immortalised himself enough already, but it doesn't seem to register in his brain. Husband, I say. The universe doesn't give a monkeys anyway. Give up on the why, just enjoy the how.
She realised.
He was at me again last night, pounding away, pounding away.
Das bügelnde Klavier, the ironing keyboard.
This is a 1741 clavichord, hot off the shelf. You know, the dream of every note of music is to become two notes, and the dream of every two notes is to multiply and become four, and four to become eight and so on, the end of time. This is secundum naturam.
According to nature.
And there is nothing weird, contra naturam,
against the laws of nature,
about that. Ask Dr. Seltzer, our undertaker. He'll go for the beast.
Praetor naturam.
Any time of a miracle.
Super duper naturam.
Makes for more interesting music. And besides, keeps him in work too. As he says, the solution to the problem of life will be seen when the problem disappears. Get your head around that one, eh? This is the 19-tone, seriously untempered clavier, and the piano tuner is not allowed to touch it. Sebastian. Well, first there was nothing, and there was nothing much, and there was thought, then there was panic. so there was music. Still hanging around. I mean to say that meaning could not have existed before there was a mind that needed a meaning as to why. Das volltemperierte Klavier.
The well-tempered keyboard.
And this is a recent Silbermann Flügel. Very modern. Time to get the sauerkraut out of the washing machine. One thing about being the Kapellmeister's wife is that we can at least afford the latest digital appliances. We've got the numbers, you see. Well, I've gathered round a few family members and relations for the next variation. The old man himself has even condescended to play the Grossa Violine from Bologna. I have to say, now, that's a real beast to play. We used to do this kind of thing a lot in the old days, before Silly Willy went mad and CPE got famous. Nowadays, all the kids just sit like stuffed dummies in front of their PCs.
She laughed.
Yes, I hear you. Whatever happened to family purpose, you say? Ah, here comes the old grouch. We'd better get on with it. So, is the universe such a bleak place?
Yes.
Wilhelm Hieronymus, the seed of Johann Christoph, Johann Lorenz, Johann Elias, Johann Valentin. All great talents, so they say. Tobias Friedrich, Johann Bernard, Johann Christoph, Johann Heinrich, Johann Andreas, seeded by Johann Christoph. Christian Georg, Ernst Karl Gottfried, Ernst Christian, Johanna Carolina. Good God, there's a talented woman slip in there somehow. Whatever next? Johann Christoph Friedrich, Wilhelm Friedrich Ernst, Samuel Anton. Quite fancied him in my time, she thought. Johann Philipp, Johann Heinrich, Johann Balthasar. He really did live up a family tree, that one. Ambrosius Johann, Johann Nicholas Ephraim, Andreas Michael, Stefan Jakob, Hans Hansen.